And finally, as mentioned by Pope Benedict in his Angelus, Antonio Rosmini was beatified earlier today in a ceremony presided over by José Saraiva Martins in the city of Novara. The 19th century priest and theologian was controversial in his life, and many of his writings were suspected of not being fully orthodox well into the 20th century. The Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith exonerated his work in 2001. Professor Giorgio Salzano of the Pontifical Gregorian University says that the new blessed offers a great example of humility.
He tried something, I would say, with success, that so many Catholic philosophers and theologians tried after Vatican II to synthesize the old classical view with a modern view. This made him suspect to traditionalists and to modernists. And he was inquired while alive for some of his writings. And he never said, "I myself know this is true and go to hell." He said, "I will submit myself to the judgment of the Church." In 1888, some of his propositions were cautioned as being dangerous. His followers, the Rosminian Fathers, have endured with patience and humility up to this day to see their forefather vindicated. And that is what happened, and it happened because of his humility.